time donation or $20 a month, and I'll give you a gift of a hoodie logo. But you can also go and look at this list of all of the amazing programming that we have here that we do on a daily basis. You can look at our entire schedule, find a couple new shows that speak to you. Maybe something you never thought you'd listen to, like Swingin' Country on Saturday from 6 to 9. Maybe you don't normally listen to the morning news and you'd like to listen to that. I encourage you to try something new. If you are one of the 90% of people who listen to KBOO and do not donate yet, I urge you to call me at 877-500-5266. That number again, 877-500-KBOO, or go online to kboo.fm, click donate, and have a happy holiday. I'm just really looking forward to the rest of the year with all of you wonderful listeners and all of us wonderful volunteers here at the station. Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. And next is a show I know you have been waiting for quite a few months because it only comes on the 5th Wednesday. It's Keeping It Real, so stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email Monica at kboo.org.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food to our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Bella Pizza, which serves up thin crust pizza, salads, beer, and cocktails at 2934 Northeast Alberta Street, 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Dinner was provided by Kim Jong Grillin, a Korean barbecue truck and cart on Southeast Division and 46th, opened Monday to Saturday, noon to 8 p.m., Sunday, noon to 6 p.m.
Destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, kills the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real, a brand new show on the KBOO airwaves. I'm one of your hosts, Nick Deasy.
Hello, I'm Maroon. We are excited to welcome you to our second episode of Keeping It Real.
Keeping It Real is a talk show, and our goal is to educate and offer a forum for people to speak their truth, but stay being open-minded and inclusive.
On Keeping It Real, we take a look at the local, national, and global news that are ignored in the mainstream American media. We shed light on what's happening in the grassroots levels in our neighborhoods, of North Portland, and we take a critical look at the good and the bad. Furthermore, we highlight professionals working with youth towards social change, but also empowering people in their own communities.
This is a show focused on sharing perspectives of youth, and we will invite local guests on from North Portland, and Pacific Northwest, including Seattle. to share their insights, but also their music and artistic talents.
Today on the show, we are going to discuss the news that did not make it onto the mainstream media. And we will also interview Daniel Valdovinos. This young brother is here to share his perspective and his life's journey so far.
Also, we'll play an interview with Andre, a.k.a. Prince Hive. But first, Aron and I will introduce ourselves to you first. Aron, tell us a little bit about you and what you bring to this show.
I am a 27-year-old black man who has gone through the U.S. educational system and has experienced living in three different cultures, Eritrean, Yemeni, and American. I am someone who serves youth, and I want to bring their voice to the table and to explore music culture with them and to create an understanding and a more culturally sensitive and conscious environment.
Me, I'm 17, I'm Mexican and white, and I live in North Portland. I'm about shining a light on what's real and bringing change. Also, I want to be able to have public conversations with my friends and bring their talents onto the air.
Cool. So, let's start out by bringing out the news segment. So,
since... You gotta introduce Daniel first.
Oh, well, young brother, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Daniel Valdovinos. I'm from Northeast Portland. Grew up on Cully Boulevard and Killingsworth Street, and I'm here to spit some knowledge and to demonstrate that just because we're hood doesn't mean we ain't no good.
That's right, my brother. So we're gonna have this conversation. We're gonna carry on. Y'all get to learn more about Daniel and his journey. But right now, let's talk a little bit about the news. A lot has happened since our last show, Nick. So we're gonna start with the most obvious thing: Donald Trump. He is the president. How does that make y'all feel? He's the president-elect. Yes. So how does that make y'all feel?
Not safe?
Disappointed.
Disappointed? Okay. Tell me a little bit more about that.
I'm disappointed in the way that everybody saw and witnessed his actions and his words against the colored folks and how he put down everybody and took his richness into a bigger step that he actually just abused it. Mm-hmm. And he's letting his money take over his mind, and he's not having no conscience, he's not getting no empathy, and he's not understanding to understand other people's perspective. So this could be a crisis, and it's going to cause civil wars.
Mm-hmm. Is that your fear of him, is causing a civil war?
Yes, that's my biggest fear, because right now we're going to go blacks, browns, and whites, we're all going to go against each other. Mm-hmm. But we all got to learn that we all got to unite.
Right. And Nick Deasy, what do you think?
I think with the way everyone's seen him, his actions, just like Daniel said, in the way that he does speak his mind. And so when you see that, you see what he's really trying to do.
Uh-huh.
And so with him still being elected and that going on, I don't think it's right seeing the way that he's trying to go back, I feel.
Right. I've been talking to a lot of people about this topic, and we will continue talking about it in a little bit. But first, I'd like to remind our members that we are holding a membership drive at KBOO. It is a community station, and we would love your support.
Yes. Thank you, Aron. Absolutely. This is Delphine. I'm here to, just like Aron mentioned, remind all folks that KBOO is in a holiday membership drive, and what we are doing is inviting you, our members, to continue to support us. But also, if maybe you are not yet a member, we would like to invite you to actually join and become a part of our community, a more integral part of our community. The number to call is 877-500-5266. This is the number that you would call to talk to our volunteers so that they can support you in finding what's the best way for you to donate to KBOO. Maybe it's through a $5 a month donation. This is something that can happen very easily, coming out of your checking account, and you can talk to our volunteers about that. 877-500-5266.
500-5266 is the number to call. You could also go to kboo.fm and donate online if you would rather explore options on your own. Either way, please join our community today, not just because Donald Trump was recently elected, as Aron, Nick, and Daniel are talking about, but also because you were committed to KBOO before. You have been committed to this community and to this community radio station for a long time. I know that. That's why I'm asking you right now to call and join For Real For Good with a little bit of your financial support. 877-500-5266. And I'm lucky to be joined by Tavi tonight.
That's right, Dill. Thanks. I'm so delighted to be here. Listen, everybody, partnering with you to build a dynamic, engaged public is one of KBOO's most important features. Okay. Together, we can strengthen our community to face difficult conversations about inequity. That's what we're talking about here tonight on Keeping It Real. You, our grassroots supporters, keep us independent, and we depend on you to keep our community strong. Call to become a member now. Call us at 877-500-5266 or 877-500-KBOO.
And also, you could go to kboo.fm, donate that way, or you could also stop by right here, the station. If you are maybe on your way home from work, or maybe you are heading to work, maybe you could stop, or in going anywhere, please stop by. We are located at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you could come in, share your donation with us, and we could give you a tour and also introduce you to everything else that's going on here at the station. Aron, Nick have been committed to this community radio station, and that's why they are here tonight to share with you their thoughts about what's happening in our community. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Delphine. Please do donate, because this is one of the only stations that I've come across that gives the youth a voice, and I think that's really big of y'all. Now, to come back to Mr. Trump, what was going through your mind when the election was happening and we saw the poll numbers just kind of rise up on his end? Yeah, and this question goes to both of you.
Honestly, it was difficult to see, because either way, we're going to have drama in our country. Mm-hmm. And me being from Mexico personally, it gives me a bit of fear, because seeing my people being so frightened of being deported or getting out of jobs, not being able to maintain their families, is hurtful, because I've been there. I just got my residency, so it's now I got that privilege to be able to help them out and give them a voice. But later on in the show, I'll explain how I will be able to help out the community and help out the minorities.
Right. How old are you, Daniel?
I'm 17.
17. Nick Deasy, how old are you?
17.
Right. So these are young men, bright young men, and they know what's going on out there. So let's take it to our question of the day segment. My question of the day for y'all listeners is, what will America look like under Trump as a president? You can call in with your opinion at 503-231-8187. Once again, 503-231-8187. And the question is, what will America look like under Trump as a president? What is your opinion? Please share it with us. Nikki D, what do you think?
Man, what I think it's going to look like under Trump?
Mm-hmm.
I feel we're going to go back to where at times everybody's getting separated or something like that. Mm-hmm. To where... And I feel like we might, because if we're going to build a wall, well, not us for sure, but if he plans on really building a wall, I feel like that's going to try to start to cause like a war.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, man. It's just scary to think about with the way that it's going, and we're already having riots, and he's just another president-elect.
Right. And those riots happened here in our backyard, right, in Portland.
Yeah.
in downtown. So what did y'all feel? How did you feel about those riots, by the way? What did you think about that?
I'm all for like a peaceful protest. Uh-huh. But I feel everyone who's out there rioting to where they was breaking stuff and causing damage, like, this is our city and you want our city to be safe and to not be with Trump. But at the same time, you're starting to cause a problem to where I saw like a car dealership that was just breaking windows and like, what is that necessary for? What are you doing? You're just going to be a criminal doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't support that at all, but I do support a protest.
Okay. What about you, Daniel?
Honestly, I got a question for that. Uh-huh. What are the protests going to do to take Donald Trump out of the presidency seat? Right. Right. So, I mean, if we could have done it before he was elected president, it could have worked and everybody could have had a voice. But now that he's president, it's going to be a lot harder for us to bring him down, because if we're causing damage and we're doing all these protests, what are we going to get by breaking things? Right. We're just going to get incarcerated. The incarceration is just a money system.
Right.
Every time someone gets incarcerated, they get at least $45,000 for a person. So once they let you go out on probation, it's hard to get a job when you're a felon.
Right.
So you fall right back into the system and you get arrested again. So now they're getting $4,500 more every year.
Every time, right, right. And, you know, I'm glad that y'all brought these points up. I was a part of, I received a lot of phone calls from friends and family and relatives who lived in Portland, and they were telling me to go protest. And I really like protesting because it's a right. I think people like Dr. Martin Luther King and other political activists gave their lives in order for us to have these rights, and in order for us to exercise those rights. At the same time, I also think that my way of impacting the system is to work with youth, not to miss a shift because I'm tired or sick, is to go and to make sure that I'm teaching, that I'm mentoring a lot of youth. And so, you know, it broke my heart to see people burning down businesses and then breaking into windows and cars and stuff like that, because these are also honest, hardworking people like me and you. Therefore, okay, there. So we have Cam on the line. How you doing, Cam?
Hi, Ty. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for calling us. So what do you think?
I've never called anywhere like this. So
okay. So what do you think?
Yeah. Okay, what do I think about what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
Well, my very first response was I need to move to Iceland.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was terrified and horrified and felt that he had rigged the system. And I remember that the largest percentage of people did not vote for him. They voted for Hillary, or they voted for Jill, or they voted for the independent candidate, but they did not vote for him.
Right.
Which made me feel better. However, I am a white female, and I feel afraid for anyone who is not a rich white male. I have friends who I love who are black, who are Hispanic involved. I never have been involved in my life in political protests, but this is like we're going back into the 40s and 50s, and I want all people to realize this is not just a problem for women or just a problem for blacks. It's this problem for everybody, and it's terrifying to me. I feel like we're entering into a police state, and it's going to be like Hitler, and it's just going to happen, and you're not going to believe that it's happening, and then it's already happened.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned Hitler, because Hitler used the same tactics to gain power. He used people's a lack of knowledge, and, you know, he kind of used the idea of the unknown, the fear of the unknown to work for him. And that's how he was able to push his agenda, you know? And I feel like
There's so many comparisons to him, and I watched Trevor Noah, and the comparisons to these monstrous, quote, leaders in Africa, you know, and they use the same tactics. And right. I think that his tweeting is a diversionary tactic so that they can just be doing whatever else they want and everyone's all caught up with whatever the hell he's tweeting.
Right.
And meanwhile, they start doing other things
uh-huh.
that are illegal and he right. can get away with it.
Right.
And I'm very afraid, and I contributed to Jill Stein's recount.
Uh-huh.
I contributed to the Southern Poverty Law Center, all these things that I had never done before because I felt so, you know, taken that I must do something. And
thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Find out what can I do.
Right.
And I want people to know I'm going out of my way talking to, you know, Muslim women and black men and right. saying, I am horrified. I just want you to
thank
know
you so
I'm not
much.
Part of that.
We appreciate you. We appreciate
you. We're not all like that.
Thank
you, know?
You so much. Thank you, Cam. We appreciate you.
Well, I don't want to be thanked. I want everybody to, you know, take action. And,
right. Thank you so much. And we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great day, huh?
Thanks for the show. Yeah, thank you.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, yeah, please feel free to call us. Once again, the number was 503-231-8187.
And another number that I want to share, Aron, if that's okay, is 877-500-5266. If you wanted to actually contribute some of your financial wealth to KBOO, Cam just talked about some of the amazing organizations that you can donate and support. KBOO is one of these organizations. KBOO is a place where you get your news unfiltered. There is no censor around the topic. What is, in my opinion, the most amazing is this is a community effort. These are folks who, like you and I, live in the community, and we come here, we get trained for free thanks to your generous support, and we bring you the news that you want to hear. We help start conversations, and we bring you on through calling shows like this one, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support your community radio station tonight. And one of the very easy way to support us is by giving a small amount every month. Maybe it's about $10 that would come out of your checking account or your credit card or your bank card. And that amount will come into KBOO's account and will help run the station. 80% of everything that it takes to run KBOO comes from listeners and members of our community like you, like myself. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and it's an honor to be a part of the KBOO community. If, like me, you feel also this honor to be part of this community, please give us a call and support KBOO now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Tave, what do you say?
Well, Delphine, one other thing that just came to mind is if you're youth and you would like to contribute to KBOO, we have a special $10 membership for youth.
Great.
So it's a one-time $10 membership. So all of you that are young and you want to make a difference, call us up at 877-500-KBOO. If you make a $10 donation and you're a youth and you're new to KBOO, that will be matched one-to-one. Currently, all new and increasing memberships are going to be matched. So that's doubling the impact you have. If you make a $10 donation, it's $20. You make it $10 a month instead of $120 a year, that's $240 a year. Thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. You give a little, but you give a lot to the community, and we'd like to thank you for it. One thing that I wanted to just say is new increasing members are so important to us. I found that only 10% of the listeners are current members. So to the other 90% of you, I'd like to encourage you to call up. My goal is $300 for the next 27 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get there. I think we can get there. Aron and Nick and Daniel, I bet you think we can get there too, right? $10 a month, we probably get three people to call up for that. $10 a month, and I've got a gift of a Higher Being t-shirt for people that can call up and do that. Maybe we can get three youth to call at 877-500-KABOO or go to kboo.fm and make your donation that way, whether you're newfangled or old-fashioned. Call or go online, and thanks.
There are so many different ways also that you can donate to KABOO. Another amazing way is by also donating your time. We are a bank of volunteers also here, so maybe this is a more appropriate way for you to be involved right now. But maybe you are also interested in learning skills, and that's what you get with KABOO. Whether you give the gift of time or you give the gift of money and dollars, you receive so much in return, whether it be training, whether it be excellent programming. Being informed is something that we all value, especially in the time and age where a lot of what we see on the mainstream media, it's very controlled. Here at KABOO, none of it is controlled. There is no funders that tell us what to cover or what to not cover. Why is that? Because you are the funders, and we bring to you what we know you care about, and we have, I don't think, ever heard from anyone telling us we should cover more about corporations.
No, I've never heard it.
So 877-500-5266 is the number to call to show your support to your community radio station and to give back and give thanks for the time that folks are investing here, but also the genius and the creative power that comes when over 500 people from all walks of life, from all across our communities here in Portland and beyond, are coming together. What we offer is a gem, and it's rare, and it's been going on in our community for 50 years almost. That's 50. And that is a gift that needs to be protected and taken care of and passed on to the youth and to our next generation. They're right here speaking to you tonight. If you are listening, please give us a call. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Or you can also go online to kboo.fm. And back to you, Nick and Aron.
All right. Thank you, Delphine. So remember, please give us those donations. Those donations help this radio station put on amazing shows like this. So I asked y'all opinion about Trump being a president. But now I think I'm going to share mine. So I get to interact with a lot of youth on a day-to-day basis. And I talk to them a lot about what they think is going on in the political arena. One of the things that I am impressed with is the amount of knowledge that these kids possess. And I'm talking about kids that range from the age of like 7, 8, all the way to y'all age and maybe even older. One of the common common themes that keep on coming up is the fear of this man and what he's capable of. We have seen a complete new side of the United States that minorities have known for a long time, but everybody else hadn't. And I think what Trump did was expose that. On the other hand, I do believe in the people. I do believe in their power and their knowledge. Even though the elections did not go the way we wanted it, I know a lot of people don't trust the system, therefore they're not out there voting. So I think that those people still have the ability to come together and to come up with a better outcome, whether it's collaborating together, whether it's stopping hate when they see it, when they hear it. Or it could be something as simple as us individually checking ourselves and checking our egos. At the end of the day, we are all human despite what color you are, what background you come from, what profession. And, you know, and we got to stop placing our value on monetary, you know, like on the income and what people's jobs are. And we got to stop placing the value on people's skin color or where they come from. We have to start placing values on individuals because simply they're human. And we have to start loving and really caring for each other. And when I say that, I don't mean it in a kumbaya sense. I mean it like really, if you have If you fear somebody, go talk to them. Get to know them. Because I guarantee you everybody has a side to them that, or a story that you don't know. You know? Daniel, you want to say something? I see you. Go ahead.
So from what you were saying, it's how people like to judge everybody for what they got and mm-hmm. what they don't got. Honestly, I think nowadays, and the generation that I live in, humbleness is out of the window. Mm-hmm. Because everybody takes humbleness for weakness and the kindness for blindness. And we all got to learn to understand that just because we have minor setbacks doesn't mean we can come back with major comebacks.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we're all going to be human. We're all going to eat. We're all going to use the restroom and we're all going to go to sleep.
Right.
So it's either we're there to support each other and have those opportunities so right. we can be able to talk to each other. Because once you break a bridge, that might have been the opportunity for you to succeed and reach your goal.
Right.
So you got to learn how to talk, how to listen, and how to understand other people's perspectives because we all come from different backgrounds, so we got to acknowledge that.
Yeah, you're right. And this is a message to you youngsters out there. Be careful to burning these bridges. You never know who you're talking to. You never know who you are around. So please make sure that you carry yourself well and that you speak well because... that might be your next opportunity. Who knows? Show people love and see how far it gets you. Now, I would like to say thank you to you guys for sharing your ideas.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. You are listening to Keeping It Real with Aron and Nick Deasy on KBOO Portland. We'll be right back.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing. No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing. No such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting it get to know that he alive. Favorite niggas mad, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty,
goes for all y'all. It's beauty in the struggle, nigga.
Beauty,
explain. Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some niggas down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamn if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. Think being
no
broke was better.
A life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think
no
being broke was better.
A life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next. I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting mo. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my demons out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see it in the Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this shit sincerely. And as an immigrant who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but then you feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker also love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a shit that's better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a nigga know that he alive. Fakes again, mad snakes, snakes in the grass, let a nigga know that he arrived. When we young, and even when we old, the world is constantly pumping us with images, right? About what life should be about.
Welcome back, welcome back. This was a song called Love Yours by J. Cole. This song resonates because J. Cole talks about people loving their own life and not wishing that they're somebody else. I think a lot of us try to escape our reality on a regular basis. But it's always important to remember that you are unique, you are born for a reason, and that being yourself is more important than anything else. So go ahead, Nikki D, why don't you go ahead and tell us about this interview that you had.
So y'all know I go by Nick Dizzy on here. I actually got that from who we interviewed a while back. I was at Lil Herb, we was at a show, and I ended up seeing Andre Hype, well, Prince Hype. I saw him in the crowd after he was done performing. I took a picture with him, and once he posted it, he had said that Nick Dizzy, and so I was like, "Oh yeah, I like that." And so we're gonna interview him on here, but he had to go to somewhere else to be. So I wrote up the questions and sent them down to him, and had someone else interview him for me.
Okay. And so this is the interview that we're going to play for you right now. So go ahead and listen. We'll tell you how you could get a hold of Andre and his music.
Yo, yo, yo. It's Prince Hype, the Royal Turn Up, man. Natty North Rapid, man. Let's get it. We're going to get into this interview. I'm cooling with Real Talk, man. We're going to give it to y'all straight and direct.
All right, Prince Hype. Have you always wanted to be a music artist? And if not, then what was it that made you want to get into the music industry?
I didn't always want to do music. When I first got into the stuff, it was because my brother went to jail and they needed somebody to fill the void. So I stepped up and, you know, my street credit just, you know, went to my music and everything went crazy from there.
And what were some of the steps that you had to take to start getting your name and music out there?
My name was already out there. My name was always Regan, always been a standout dude. You feel me? It was just, when I started making music, I had to book shows. Started booking shows immediately because everybody knew who I was. And my they knew what energy I was going to bring. So, you feel me? As soon as my name got out there that I was rapping, I was booked. Started rocking stage. My stage presence really got me everywhere. When they see us turn up live on stage, it's a wrap. We booked over and over. People see videos of us. We booked. That's just, you know, we the livest group. We got the most energy.
So out of Portland, coming through, what's the difference like between being in the music industry out here than going out there anywhere else?
In Portland, like the poets and the pretty boys and, you feel me, all that type of stuff. I'm the black sheep. I pride myself on being the black sheep to stand out. I don't want to fit in with nobody, you feel me? I'm a rap how I used to live, how I'm living, what I see, you know, what I grew up around, and keep it 100%, you know? I'm not from, you know, raindrops 24/7 in black and white music scene. That's not where I'm from. I'm from where it's banging, balling, and stun. We live, we nutty, we in your face.
And what are some of the positive and negative aspects of coming up without any manager? And what has it been for you coming up on your own?
I just feel like only thing it really stopped, because I do all my booking, I do all my networking, all that type of stuff, designs, cover arts, you feel me? We write our own music. Only thing that it really stopped was, I mean, that's it just stopped the mass media appeal faster, you know? Sometimes people be scared because of my music, you know, but it ain't really stopped me. I'm booming, I'm gonna do me, you know? And they gonna catch on eventually, you know? It's booming.
And have you ever wanted to quit music altogether? And what made you change your mind, if you have?
Uh, 1,000 times. I wanted to quit 1,000 times, but I changed my mind because I'm dope. I'm dope. The homies love it. You know, other people reach out to me from other cities, other states. You feel me? Sometimes other countries, it's lit. So doing it for everybody else who love it. And sometimes I like it, you know. I ain't even had time to sit down and be a full-time rapper. I do, you know, basically manage us and rapping. So once I got time to sit down and be a full rapper, it's going to be bad. I ain't even had time to channel my, you feel me, really, really perfect my craft.
And what made you choose Prince Hive? What do people like about Prince Hive? And where did all the Ugly Gang and Big Tweak stuff come from?
Well... the Prince Hype stuff came from the Cuddies out of state, California. Shout out my hypey boys in California. You feel me? My dad was a very influential dude in the city. You feel me? So I became one of the princes of the city. My dad was like one of the kings of the city. He became one of the princes. And the Hype name came from the homies in Cali. Shout out the homies. Shout out the hypey boys out there. I used to be called Young Cannons. You feel me? For a whole nother reason. But Big Tweak came from the Cuddies because I be tweaking, you feel me? Not tweaking as like on drugs, but I will flash if somebody do something to one of us or somebody tripping on us, I will trip. Our tweak mean tripping, so I'm basically Big Trip. I be tripping like a mug. And the Ugly Gang, that's, you feel me, our lifestyle, you feel me, the way we act. Sometimes we act ugly, but our ugly ain't always bad. Only our ugly is only bad sometimes. Sometimes our ugly is good, you know?
And what artists have you performed with?
Oh, man. Performed with tons of artists. Who we? Tyga, YG, T-Pain, Bone Crusher, San Quinn, Jay Stalin, Jose Guapo, T-Pain, Hood Rich, Pablo, Waka, out in Florida with Gunplay, and... whole bunch of people, bro, like, street artists, man. I be with street artists. Like, I actually got street artist celebrities that are friends, you feel me, that support my stuff. Oh, Fabo, shout out Big Bro Fabo, shout out Mims, you feel me. Just, you know, a lot of shout out to a lot of the Chicago street artists, you feel me, they all locked in with me. Shout out OGKK, shout out to Migos, shout out Offset.
And last but not least, where do you plan on taking your music to? What are your aspirations in life after doing all of this?
I'm finna take all this music straight to y'all mama house. You feel me? I'm taking this music to your mama house, your daughter house. I'm in everybody's face with it. You feel me? You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. You feel me? Datpiff, everywhere. I'm everywhere. Google me. But I'm bringing it to your face. I'm bringing it to your front door. I'm bringing it to your club, to your house party. You feel me? I'm bringing it to y'all. My aspirations after this is be wealthy as a mug and live, do hood rat stuff with the homies. You feel me? For the rest of my life. It's Prince Hype, man. The Royal Turn Up. It's Ugly Gang. TYB in this thing. I probably knocked your main thing. I ain't Turn up, man. Yo, shout out to Nick Deasy and Aron, bro. Good luck. Let's get it.
And we're back, just keeping it real, and I'm Nick Deasy.
And I'm Aron. So, a few things that came up from Prince Hype. He said he was the black sheep. He almost gave up on music 1,000 times. He did himself regardless. He kept on going. He did not stop. He said his ugly isn't always bad, and that's what I want people to understand, that not everybody out there is like you, but you gotta respect them as individuals, and you gotta see their vision too. Ain't that right, Nikki?
Yeah, man, I've heard Hive's music when I was probably like, I think it was 7th or 8th grade, and I've been listening to it since then, but you know, it's been cool, and he always shows love to his fans and stuff.
Right.
From my perspective.
Right. Thank you for sharing with us, Prince Hype. We appreciate you. Once again, remember that this is a membership drive, and yes, Delphine's going to go ahead and take it.
Yeah, and also thank you. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to support young people making radio. Nick, I am so proud of you. I'm sorry I have to have this moment. You know, Nick's been doing radio for about a year now, and, you know, he came up with, like, all the questions, did all the interview, and even when the artist couldn't be here, he came up with, like, a very creative solution. That's what I'm talking about. Young people making radio and taking radio to a level maybe that we've never taken before. Just because, you know, this is a forum that's open, and the creativity can then be channeled. So thank you, Nick, for your commitment to bringing the voices that you care about on the air and following through. 877-500-5266 is the number to call if you want in some way also to reward Nick and Aron for their hard work putting the show together tonight, because that's what we do here as volunteers. But we can only do it if we get the financial support of folks like you out there who are listening. Over 80% of everything it takes to run this amazing radio station, and we have been doing it for over 50 years, comes from you, the listeners, comes from members of the community like you, like myself, and this is also who creates the content over here. So this is us talking to us, this is our community, this is our forum, and we need to take care of it collectively. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to reach out to our volunteers here waiting to answer your call and actually share with you different ways that you can donate. It can be a very small amount every month that comes out of your checking account or your credit card or your debit card. It can be a one-time a lump sum that you would like to give. Actually, we have special membership for youth. It's a one-time $10 donation that you would make to KBOO. And what do you get when you do that? Well, you actually get a reputation out there in the community. When you go out and you say, I support KBOO, I'm a KBOO member, maybe I'm a KBOO volunteer, maybe you come out here and learn radio as well, it comes with 50 years, that's 50 years of commitment to community, to the voices of those of us who never make it into the mainstream. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. I got Tave with me here this evening. Tave, why don't you tell us why you volunteer with KBOO?
Well, I volunteer at KBOO because I love to come down here and meet new people that have different perspectives than I do. And I also love to come here and be in a place where I feel like I'm not alone. I feel like KBOO holds a mirror up and it shines a light on what's going on in the community. So it makes me feel like I'm amongst my peers. And at the same time, I'm always educated about what's going on out there. I get to be around a diverse community, and I get to share that with the public. I also love to come in and take classes. I took one on podcasting. I hope to be doing a podcast at some point here in the near future. And it's just an incredible thing. KBOO has a way of engaging the public in these really important ways, and together it strengthens our community. All of us together, we can face these really difficult conversations of inequity. Nick Deasy and Aron, I'm just incredible having this show, keeping it real, for real, here. Delphine, you're amazing. You know, to have women in here doing tech, it's wonderful. I myself love to do tech. I love to do engineering, and I love to be a person who can show young women that's a possibility. You know, women can do math and science.
We can.
Yeah. And you're, you know, answering the boy's question about what will America look like with Donald Trump, I think there's going to be a lot of surprised older white men out there when they see that these promises Donald Trump made to them are broken. And the one good thing I want to say, because when they go low, we go high, but when they go dark, we go light, right? Mm-hmm. We're shining a light on it. You boys are shining a light on it. And we're here to now see all these people that have these very oppressive viewpoints, and they're out in the open, and we can now have these difficult conversations with them to change things. So please call us at 877-500-5266 so that you can be a part of the discussion. Go to kboo.fm. 877-500-5266 and donate. Call up and be a new member, and it will be matched by the Collins Foundation one-to-one. Double it. It'll double what you give. Or SSI Shredding Systems also is doing the doubling with the Collins Foundation if you are new or renewing. So if you donate $10 a month normally and you want to make it $12, that extra $2 a month will be doubled. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm Tave Fache-Drake.
Yes, and I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and we are back to Aron and Nick Deasy.
Yes, thank you, Tave. We appreciate it. I like the part where you said, when they go dark, we shine the light. We're here to shine that light. So make sure you're donating to KBOO. Today, I brought my guest Daniel with me, and y'all already got to hear a little bit about his wisdom and knowledge. But let me tell y'all, the first time I met Daniel, I was sitting in class, and he walks in. I was introduced to him, and he sat in my class, and we started having this conversation. And a lot of times in my economics and governments class, we always kind of steer off a little bit from the money part, and we start talking about the government part. And this man knew the game. He understood the politics. And he wouldn't just give me an answer. He would give me an answer with the follow through. Therefore, I thought it'd be good to hear his story and to know why he is the way he is. So, Mr. Daniel, why don't you go ahead and tell us what your story is?
My story is I'm 17. I'm still young.
That's right.
Even if you're young in age, you can have an old soul.
That's right.
So usually everybody I meet tells me I got an old soul. And the reason why is I grew up in a home with six other relatives with a single mother. She crossed the border with us, and we were all still little kids. And she had to send us to summer school just to get a meal sometimes because she didn't have enough money to pay for rent. So I looked up to my brothers, but I looked up to them for a certain extent because at the end of the day, they were still busy trying to find their own role models. And I fell into a pathway that everybody looks at as wrong because I fell into the streets. But the way I look at it is, if you don't have street knowledge, you can't gain no other knowledge because school only teaches you a certain amount of things and they're enforcing things in your mind. But if you're not able to, what's it called, compare it to how the way you're living, you won't understand it and you won't be able to build from it.
Right.
So the way I look at it is, just because we hood doesn't mean we ain't no good.
Right.
And everybody would always put me down because they said I was gonna end up in the streets and I wasn't gonna do nothing with my life. I mean, I did things in my past that could have had me locked up. I could be locked up at the moment, but I'm on probation now. I'm on my way to success. And the thing is that just because you come from a bad background doesn't mean you can't have no knowledge.
Right.
You got to step out of your safe zone and be able to learn and be able to go out of your way to understand everybody else. Because at the end of the day, it's either you're going to be locked up in a cell and you're going to depend on yourself and you're still going to gain knowledge, but you ain't going to have nobody to speak it to, or you're going to end up in a cemetery.
Right.
That's the way I was taught. So the way I look at it is, why don't I just gain knowledge and save everybody from the downfalls that I had in my life?
Right. And so what's your motivation?
My mother.
Your mother.
A strong working woman has gone through so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's seen five of her kids graduate, and I'm the last one.
And so you want to make that dream come true.
And I will make it come true this June.
You will, that's right. And what's your vision for your future, Daniel?
My vision for the future is helping out all the minorities, because the way I look at it is, I love to work. Construction is my number one thing, and I've gotten opportunities to be able to learn how to drywall, how to mud, how to frame, how to trim, how to paint. And through all that knowledge that I've gained through there and life lessons I've learned through the people who have taught me, I'm like, why don't I make my own business and get my own contractor's license to help out everybody else who needs help?
Mm-hmm.
To get them out of the streets and get them away from those negativities, because everybody can make money a good way or a bad way, but if I can stop them from making money the bad way and I can actually give them a natural income and not just give them something that will give them some money in their pocket, but I can give them a skill that they can carry on for their entire life, I'm willing to do that. Because just as people had patience with me, I can have patience with everybody else, and I can help them up just as I got boosted up as well.
Right.
Man, so someone coming up to where you to
through everything that you've been through and where you are now, what are some of the obstacles that you face coming up?
Some of the obstacles. Sometimes it gets hard having patience with my generation because common sense and humbleness is out the window. And I'm really big on morals. Morals makes a person who they are. And if you don't got that and if you can't respect your mother, you won't make it nowhere in life. Because once you lose that respect and you're not eligible to talk to your mother with respect, you ain't gonna be nobody in the world because you ain't gonna be afraid of nothing. So you gotta value yourself, and like how Rome says, you gotta have integrity. You gotta be able to do the right thing when nobody's watching.
Right. Oh, you did remember that. I like that. It's very important to have morals, I think. And that's one of the things that I'm always trying to coach my athletes with. It's not that just being good at the sports or being smart in the classroom. It's how you treat people. Value relationships over everything, because at the end of the day, your education and your knowledge might tell you something about somebody. It might tell you to think a certain way about certain individuals, but if you can see past that, if you could see their humanity, I think you could avoid a lot of misunderstandings. You could, if you think about the genocides, if you think about the Holocaust, if you think about the rate in which young Latino and African American males are being arrested, a lot of that comes because we have taken away the value of humanity by labeling them. You see what I'm saying? Whether it's young thugs, whether it was Jews, whether it is Tutsis versus Hutus, at the end of the day, we are all people. And that's what we kind of lose sight of due to our day-to-day hassles and stressors. And, you know, a lot of us spend so much time working and not a lot of time living, right? And so I think you hit it on the top by saying morals, because look into people. Value people and value yourself. If you value yourself, then you know that you're worth something, right? And so I think that's really important.
And another thing I wanted to add to that is we all got to learn to acknowledge when we mess up.
Right.
Because in order to succeed in life and in order to be a better person, you got to acknowledge that you messed up. If you might have done things when you were younger, you got to be young and dumb to be old and wise.
Right. Right.
And the only way you can do that is everybody has an enemy. Everybody has a friend. For example, your friend is my enemy, but you're my best friend.
Right.
The only causes of that was because we met at the wrong time, at the wrong moment. And if you're able to acknowledge that and understand that that wasn't the correct time and you can go back to them and talk to them correctly and introduce yourself properly, you can rebuild that bridge that was burnt.
Right, torn down, burnt. Right, and I think that's very important. It's never too late, right? It's never too late. Nick, what do you think about what he just said?
Man, I like that a lot, because I know it's been people that I've been cool with, and then we weren't, and we were again. Or it's people where we wasn't cool, and then like we like really actually talked or got to know each other, and it was cool after that, you know. So I believe that.
Okay. So Nick, what is one thing you would want to leave people with
today?
Yeah, today.
You know, we're all equal. We all got blood running through our veins, a brain. We got lungs, heart. Everybody's the same. No matter like if your skin's darker or lighter, everybody, like I said, everybody's the same. So it's no reason to treat anybody different than anyone else.
All right. Thank you, Nick. What about you, Daniel? What was one thing you would leave people with?
I just want to say, through all the downs that you get in life, it doesn't matter about how much times you fall. It all matters about how much times you get up.
That's right.
Because like Muhammad Ali said, It's not a matter of will I get knocked down, but it's am I able to sustain your punch.
Thank you for sharing, man. I really appreciate you coming to our show today, and I hope to see more of you next time we have our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess my last piece of advice to everybody out there, it's not advice really, because I'm still young and I still got a few holes to fall into, but definitely stay positive, keep your head up, just because Trump is president don't mean that that has to dictate the type of person you are. Stay above that influence. Change the way people see you. Change the way people see each other. Right? You reach one, you teach one. And with that being said, I'd like to thank you guys for listening to us.
Yes, thank you.
This is K-Boo. Look for us next month. We will have more exciting guests on our shows. Remember that our show is on every fifth Wednesday. I am Aron.
I'm Nick Dizzy.
I'm Daniel Valdovinos, but I want to give a shout out to Northeast Cully Boulevard and Killingsworth Street.
That's right. And you are a part of our show, keeping it real. Destination of death. When I'm laying the rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops off and I jot my observations. Watching citizens walking off at a Joe Metropolitan. Yeah. Proletarians and wayward sons with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue. And the day has just begun. Greeted by the scent of a bum smelling something like beer, barf, and dung. A brother in Jalos in the back all alone. Marinating in a pair of half-broken headphones, mumbling rhymes, same time begin to pen mine, appreciating God's design. Rewind sister, reminds me of a smile in the back of my memory. Wonder if I see her again, will she remember me? I'm not trying to holler, I swear. I'm just weary of the way we hop a ride and just sit there and stare. Prepare for my 9 o'clock work meeting. A couple pale folks slide right by with no greeting, but the people with my phenotype follow with a head nod up, cause we acknowledge that the shit fucked up. North of Martin Luther King, a straight war zone, detours through the concrete, cranes and bulldozers. No, the hill is not over still. Every block got a coffee shop, it's over.
Hello, 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 hello. It's 7 p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. We have a few community announcements, and then we are going to get to the program, and we are in a special membership drive edition of Hard Knock Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor the Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO benefit on December 8th at the Liquor Store Bar and Venue in Portland. KBOO and Elysian Brewing will celebrate the release of the Manic IPA series with hip-hop, funk, and electronica spun by The Pariahs, DJ Dakimba, and Vinology. Again, that's Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO benefit on December 8th at the Liquor Store Bar and Venue, 3341 Southeast Belmont Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.com.